love y'all.
It's comedian Ballhead Phillips. Yeah, y'all know it. Episode of Ballhead's Podcast. Today, ain't no guests. And however y'all hear this, y'all gonna hear this from me. This is one of them episodes where I'm getting real serious, real personal. Actually in the bathroom, grooming my little beard, about to go do a show, some shows in Detroit, one of my favorite cities to go to. Got a lot of people in Detroit that are comedians that are good friends of mine, been working with for a long time. Go out there, lick the donuts, make the people laugh. Today I'm talking about the thought of giving up and then what made me not give up. So I was kind of at a low place, career-wise, because I look back at everything that I've done, how I've prospered, the people I know, the advice I've been given, the advice I've gave. And, sometimes it would end. You look at it like, man, why the hell am I still doing this? Why am I still here after all this time? And see, what y'all gotta understand is, when I started doing comedy was and still kind of is a word of mouth profession, meaning other people can get you booked and gigged because they'll tell somebody, yo, check this dude out. He's hilarious. He's funny. And which some comics do, but the fact that, hey, don't mess my name up. I'm gonna vouch for you. Meaning, don't go in this place acting a fool. Go in this place acting accordingly. And being what you should be, a comedian, you know. Ain't hard, ain't no big thing.
I've never been that type of comedian that if somebody vouch for me, I'm gonna screw their name up. I haven't had a lot to vouch for me. Some that haven't, it's possibly that they didn't think they had the power to vouch, or they didn't want to do it because they didn't want it. They felt, a lot of comics be feeling, if I get him on, he might take my spot, take my blessing, which would mean
that'll never happen. I would never step on nobody's toes. And I would never diss a person that's giving me a chance to be someone. But anyway, like I said, comedy is word of mouth. And if you ain't in somebody's mouth, you're going to be in one situation. Which lately I've been kind of stagnating and doing these little rooms here and there and seeing people do all these other big rooms. And I know my talent, I know my range, I know what I'm worth. So I was just feeling like, right, putting me on. I'm steady working, I'm steady being real, I'm steady being, who I am.
Why am I not getting on? Then I had to look at the fact of the internet. Internet is a new way for comics to get what they're supposed to get. But the talent is good. But the problem I have with it is they're giving a lot of people
recognition for numbers of followers and not giving the recognition for their talent. Some people ain't as funny as other people. But I'm very aware that people like what they like. can't make everybody like everybody or like everything. Anyway, so I said the age I was at, the work I put in, where I came from, my mentality, maybe this wasn't for me. Maybe it wasn't for me for a longevity thing. And I thought about giving it up. I said, I'm gonna give a couple more years and give up. But then, as I was contemplating with it, a lot of things started happening. See, when you doubt yourself, or you doubt anything, the devil comes. The devil comes and he makes it seem like, yeah, this is another reason. This is what I'm talking about. I said, I have a very serious faith in God. I might have more faith in the higher power than I have myself. But a lot of people don't know that because I don't be talking about my spiritual thoughts, because getting to that, that's a whole nother messed up conversation people be having. So anyway, what I did was I started noticing how everything that was going wrong and everybody that was playing games at the same time. And I said to myself, you know what? This is the devil. The devil wants you to give up. One of the main things the devil wants you to do is give up. And I said, I'm not finna give up because of him or give up because of somebody else didn't put me on. I put my damn self on, but keep being on myself, keep being on me. But at the same time, those people, whether the devil came in or not, I step back from them. Gotta step back from them. Because they don't mean me no well as I met them. And I've seen that in a lot of people that I call close friends, mind you, a lot of people that I call close friends. But my close friends never fold. And those are the ones that, when I had this conversation about, man, I think I'm finna go. What? What's wrong with you? And one of my friends literally said something to me that made me laugh, made me think, what else you gonna do? You can't go back to the streets, man. You can't go back to the streets. That is over with. That's dead and gone. So what you gonna do? Please, enlighten me. Let me know what you gonna do. I'm trying to figure out what you gonna do outside of this. Because you're good as hell at it. But you just got discouraged. Discouragement don't mean quit. Discouragement means discourage. It means push harder. It's like you're in the gym. When you think you're at that last rep, go on and get 2-3 more. Keep pushing. And that's what I did. I refused to let anything, anyone, a higher being has me and has my back. The lower being, meaning the devil, is gonna always be in my neck. It was just a test. It was just a test. And I refuse to lose. But what I'll be doing now is focusing solely on me and my career, helping people. I've done enough of that. The people that I've helped, they should be good with what I help them with. But now I gotta help me. So, don't never give up, y'all. Keep pushing. Knock your ass out the park. And don't ever stop. It's your boy, Comedian Ball here, Phillips. Signing out. Much love.